Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The following is an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and is a high-fidelity, all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyrighted by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.
Time for Area High School Baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. This is the Area High School Baseball pregame show on the exclusive broadcast home, the Show Me Sports Network. We'll recap last game's highlights and set the stage for first pitch, all while we get set to bring you the exciting play-by-play action of Area High School Baseball. The best broadcast coverage in Mid-Missouri is on the air as Blake Gazaway and the crew are ready in the broadcast booth. Exclusive pregame coverage of Area High School Baseball is brought to you by
Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust.
As it in the dugout, as first pitch is just around the corner, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Area High School Baseball.
And a very pleasant, good afternoon, everybody. Blake Gazaway here with you as we are getting set for, they sit at 15-5 overall on the season. They are hosting the Russellville Indians. The Indians at 5-12 overall. It is a beautiful day here at 87 degrees. Slight breeze. It is a little bit overcast, but a beautiful, beautiful day for baseball. Brought to you by Cassandra Gasway, Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look, no years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From less foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay Beauty Consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at MaryKay.com/Cassandra.
Take a look at your starting lineups here tonight. As we said, brought to you by Alexander Gasway, Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant for the Russellville Indians. Again at 5-12 overall. They were started left field batting leadoff Aiden Miller. In center field batting second is Justin Seaver. In right field batting third is Tate Genawine. At first base batting fourth is Connor Vollmert. At third base batting fifth is Jack Lake. Pitching batting sixth is Ethan Hickey. At shortstop, batting seventh is Davin Pistol. At second base, batting eighth is Bo Young. And catching, batting ninth is Ethan Strobel. For the Southern Boone County Eagles at 15-5 overall, they'll start with Austin Evans as they have all season batting leadoff. He'll be the DH today. Shortstop, batting second will be Chase Morris. In center field, batting third will be Riker Zimmerman. Batting fourth and taking the mound will be Jace Reynolds. At third base, batting fifth will be Jackson Woodward. At first base, batting sixth, Hunter Richardson. Catching, batting seventh is Braden Beckman. Second base, batting eighth is Logan Easley. In right field, batting ninth is Tucker Salter. And in left field is Jace Rend. Round out the starters for Southern Boone. Again, Southern Boone sits at 15-5 overall. Starting lineups being brought to you by Chandra Gasaway, Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant. We're going to have a quick break here as we'll have the national anthem. As we'll take a quick break and be back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Spring always brings two things, taxes and yard work. Oh, you've cleaned up on your taxes. So now's the perfect time to call Salter Lawn Service to clean up your yard. Salter Lawn Service has the professionals to do it all. From mowing to weed control to tree trimming to landscaping, like retaining walls, mulching, and stump grinding. Turn that green you got on your tax return to the greenest lawn in the neighborhood.
Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. Check us out at salterlawnservice.com.
Since 1951, Renz Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Renz Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Renz Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/Cassandra Gasway.
National anthem finished up here as we are getting set to have a couple warm-up tosses, then we will be set to begin our ball game. And these two teams matching up. Here, we're glad you're tuned into our broadcast, whether you're listening to our audio-only broadcast on our Show Me Sports Network Media Center or app, or if you happen to be tuned in on our YouTube channel, we're glad that you found our broadcast there. If you are on our YouTube channel, we do ask that you click on that subscribe button. That'll help us out. That'll help you find the broadcast a whole lot easier in the future, as well as that'll help you find archive games as well. So it does a lot of good things for us. As, again, getting the start here for Southern Boone, it'll be senior Jace Reynolds. He's a right-handed thrower, right-handed batter. He's a pitcher also. He can be an infielder as well. So he will get the start here today for Southern Boone. Southern Boone again enters today's contest at 15-5 overall. Russellville at 5-12 overall. 87 degrees here as soon as we hit first pitch time. Slight breeze, very nice, a bit overcast, but considering all the cold and windy days we've had here at the ballpark, I don't think anybody will complain too much about an 87-degree day. I think there's a chance of rain and possibly some severe weather tomorrow and cool it off a little bit, but all things considered, it is a nice break from what we've had over these last several weeks because it's been very cold and very windy. So leading things off here will be left fielder and Aiden Miller. He's a 5'10 freshman. Right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. His first offering to him is going to slice that one foul, so we're underway here. So that puts the count at 0-1. Miller steps back in here. Next pitch, that one in there called strike two. So count sits at no balls and two strikes here. So Miller stepping back into the batter's box. There's going to be a ball lifted into right field. Salter will take a few steps back. He will not be able to get a glove on it as that will bounce to the fence as Miller will be standing at second base with a leadoff double. So Miller will be standing at second base. Now this is center fielder Justin Seaver. Seaver, a 5'10 sophomore, right-handed batter, right-handed thrower here. So he steps in. Reynolds checks second. Now he delivers home. That went in there, strike one called. So count sits at no balls and one strike. Runner at second base. Again, top of the first we play. Next offering, there's going to be a ball fouled back. So Seaver will be down in the count at 0-2 now. Reynolds being very deliberate. He'll check second. Look there. Now another look in. Now he delivers home. There's going to be a ball fouled off the home plate. So count will stay at no balls and two strikes. The crowd has made their way from Russellville just down the road a little ways. So no balls, two strikes. Nobody out, runner at second base. Reynolds again checks second. Now he delivers home. There's going to be a ball. That'll be sent right up the middle as they will give the green light at third as the throw will come home. They actually put the stop sign up. Seaver has a single into center field. So Miller moves over to third base. So now it'll be runners at first and third. This will be right fielder Tate Genawine. Genawine, 6 foot junior. He's a left-handed batter, left-handed thrower. Speckman goes out to try to settle down Reynolds' starting pitcher. So Genawine will step in as Beckman steps out, goes through the sign. Defensive sign there. Now he'll get behind home plate again. Runners at first and third. Nobody out here. Neither team has scored. Reynolds' first offering. Just a bit outside. Ball one. So count sits at 1-1, no strikes. Genawine steps back in. And he's playing in right field. That pitch, that one outside, ball two. So count sits, 2-2, no strikes. Reynolds, next delivery, that one bit outside, ball three. Count sits, 3-3, no strikes. And runners on the corners at first and third. That pitch down central. But Genawine was taking that all the way. So count goes 3-1. Reynolds looks back in. He'll peek over at first. 3-1 delivery. It's going to be a bouncing ball. As Morris will glove, he'll flip to second for one, turn and throw to first. They say safe. So the run scores. And Seaver is retired for out number one. This first baseman, Connor Vollmert. Vollmert, a 6-foot freshman, bats left, throws right. First offering from Reynolds, that one is low, ball one. So count sits at 1-0, no strikes. Russellville has the 1-0 score here. Well, they call Reynolds for a balk there. So Genawine will jog down to second base on the balk call. Reynolds looks in, now runner at second. I pitch that one upstairs. So count sits at 2-0 and no strikes. And Genawine standing at second base. He was at first, drove in that RBI. Reynolds checks second. 2-0 delivery. That one called strike one. And Genawine drove in the first run of the game here is. Next offering, that one's going to hit him. So Volment is hit by a pitch. So now this will be third baseman Jack Lake stepping in. Lake, a 5'11 sophomore, right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. So he steps in with one out and two runners on. First pitch, there's going to be a ball that will be knocked down at third as they will get the out there, turn and throw to second. They stay safe. So two outs on the board. Shinawai retired for out number two. This will be starting pitcher Ethan Hickey stepping in. Hickey, a 6'3 senior, left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. So again, runners still at first and second. There's going to be a ball lifted foul, way out of play. Strike one. So no balls, one strike. Next offering, that pitch swung on and missed. Or strike number two. Next pitch on its way. That one swung on. It was down in the dirt. Now Beckman will throw to first. However, hit Hickey on the helmet as it goes into right field. So two runs go around as Hickey, not paying attention, he just stops at second. So now we'll have a conversation out on the mound. So that drives in two runs. Russellville now ahead by a 3-0 score. Woman scores. So does Lake. He scores from first. Conversation wrapped up now. So that also be shortstop. Davin Pistol stepping in. Pistol, 5'10 sophomore, right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. So Pistol steps in here. Two outs on the board, runner at second base. Reynolds looks at second. Now delivers home. Pitch that one, strike one called. So Pistol will be down in the count, and no balls, one strike. Reynolds again looks in to get the sign. Next offering, down central, called strike two. So count sits at no balls and two strikes. Action beginning in the bullpen for Southern Boone. It's going to be a pitch fouled back. So count will stay at 0-2. Well, 0-2 delivery by Reynolds. That one swung on way outside for out number three. Well, in the inning, three runs put up on a couple of hits. One error, one left on the base path as we will go to the bottom of the first inning. Southern Boone trails by a 3-0 score. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage. Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Southern Boone School District, our educators do more than just teach. Lives are being shaped for the future before they even enter a classroom. For students to succeed, it takes an entire district-wide team. Our students need you. Join Southern Boone School District's team today, now offering competitive salaries and benefits for all positions. Visit ashland.k12.mo.us and click on the Employment tab.
Buffs RV is your locally owned and operated RV dealership in Festus, Missouri. We've been in business since 1972, with several of our employees having over 30 years experience each in the industry. We strive to put customer satisfaction first and foremost. Buffs RV has a well-stocked parts inventory with our main focus on our service department. Call us at 636-937-9183 or stop by and see us at 2085 US 67 in Festus. Whether you need advice, parts, or service, and everything in between, Buffs RV, where your adventure awaits.
We go here to the bottom of the first inning. Southern Boone trails by 3-0 score. And getting the start here today, Ethan Hickey, the 6'3 senior. It's a left-handed batter, but throws right-handed. So he will lead things off, get the start on the bump for the Indians, who lead by 3-0 score. Starting things for Southern Boone will be senior Austin Evans. He's the designated hitter today. Left-handed batter, left-handed thrower. I want to remind everybody, glad you tuned into our broadcast here today. For those of you that follow us on Facebook, just a reminder that our Facebook was hacked about a week ago. My Facebook was hacked, which is the admin for the page. I had lost access to it, so I apologize. Can't get any game posts and things that are happening because I'm locked out of Facebook currently. So trying to fight to get it back, but Facebook is non-existent in the help department. That pitch swung on and missed for strike one. So count sits at no balls and one strike, but we are glad you're tuned into our broadcast here today. 0-1 delivery, big swing and a miss for strike two. Just as much reason for you to click on that subscribe button. That way when we go on the air for games, you know it and you can get tuned into it. They'll notify you. 0-2 delivery, that one upstairs, ball one. There's going to be a ball popped up. As coming over is the shortstop, still coming over. He will make the grab for out number one. So this will be Chase Morris, the shortstop, stepping in. Chase is a senior, right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. So he will step in here. One out on the board. Southern Boone trails by 3-0 score. First delivery, there's going to be a well-hit ball to center field. Center fielder, long run in, still long run in. He will not get there, as that will take a couple hops to the fence as Morris on his way to third base. They will give him the green light to stop at third. His first pitch, he sends it to the fence with a triple. So now this will be Riker Zimmerman stepping in. So Morris has the triple. Riker Zimmerman, the center fielder. He's a senior right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. So he steps in here with one on and one out. First pitch to him, that one upstairs, ball one. The count will sit at one ball, no strikes. Zimmerman again steps back in. Next pitch, that one just a bit high as well, ball two. We do ask, if you are on our Facebook channel, please click on that subscribe button. That'll help us out, help you find broadcasts in the future. 2-0 delivery, that one called strike one. So count will sit two balls, one strike. Hickey's 2-1 delivery, that one low and away. So count now sits at 3-1. Zimmerman steps back in again. Morris, the speedster at third base. That one ball four issued, so one out walk issued. So now this will be senior Jace Reynolds stepping in. Reynolds, a right-hand batter, right-handed thrower. He's the starting pitcher for Southern Boone here today. So runners at the corners. First pitch is upstairs. Ball one as Zimmerman's going to take second. Quickly throw back to Hickey, but Morris was not bluffed on the play. So one ball, no strike count. Next pitch, that one upstairs and outside. Ball two. So count sits 2-0. Again, one out with runners at second and third for Southern Boone. It's a 3-0. The Indians lead currently. There's going to be a ball popped up. That'll get out of play. So count goes 2-1. So 2-1. Again, one out. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball popped up. Second baseman's going to work to his left. He will step back. He falls down, can't make the grab. I think he lost it there. The wind might have taken it. As the run will come home as Reynolds is going to go to second base. So Morris comes home. Well, this will be third baseman Jackson Woodward stepping in. Woodward, a sophomore. He's a right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. So he's going to launch that one into right field. Right fielder coming in, coming over. He'll make the grab for out number two. Everybody will advance a base. Is coming home is Zimmerman. So this will be a first baseman Hunter Richardson stepping in. Richardson, a senior, right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Southern Boone has cut this deficit down 2-1. They trail by a 3-2 score. Richardson steps in. First pitch, that one outside, ball one. Southern Boone doing some work. There's going to be a ball popped up and foul. That will get way out of play. It's on the first base side. So count evens at 1-1. There's going to be another one popped up as that again goes foul. So Richardson will be down in the count at 1-2. Been on these pitches just a hair too late. 1-2 delivery. That one's going to be behind him. So count sits now at 2-2. Again, two outs here. Southern Boone has plated two, but they still trail by one at a 3-2 score. Next offering to Richardson, that one way upstairs. So now we're full of 3-2. Hickey looks in. Payoff pitch. There's going to be a ball fouled off. So count will still stay full at 3-2. So 3-2. Hickey. Next offering to Zimmerman. Sorry, that's Richardson, rather. Ball four issued. So now this will be catcher Braden Beckman stepping in. So Beckman will step in. He's a junior right-handed batter, right-handed thrower, as Russellville, though, have a conversation on the mound. As runners at first and third, Reynolds stands at third, Richardson stands at first with Beckman stepping in. Two outs on the board here as we play the bottom of the first inning. As I was saying earlier, though, fortunately, we have gone quiet on Facebook as my Facebook account was hacked, which means we lost access to our Show Me Sports Network Facebook page. It's still there, but don't have a way to access it. Trying to work with Facebook, which is non-existent in the customer service department, trying to regain access. Trying to work on that, so apologize we haven't been able to update anything, but we do have an Instagram now. We're on Instagram at Show Me Sports Network. You can find us there. That's where I've been posting everything since I can't get on Facebook. But here, if you're on our YouTube channel, we do ask you to click on that subscribe button if you've not done so already. So runners at the corners, two outs. Beckman steps in here. Runner's going to take second. First pitch popped it up into right field. Long run in for the right fielder. Still coming in. It'll drop in front of him as one run scores. Beckman is at first. The throw off line coming home will be a second run as Beckman will advance to second on the throw as Southern Boone takes the 4-3 lead with two RBIs driven in there by Beckman. So this will be second baseman Logan Easley stepping in. Easley, a junior, right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Southern Boone has their first lead of the day. Reynolds easily scores. Richardson also scores on the play. First pitch to Easley. This is ball one. Count sits at one ball, no strikes. Next delivery, there's going to be a ball popped up. That will be foul on the first base side. Nobody will get there. So that will make it a one ball, one strike count. Beckman has to jog back to second base. So again, count even, one ball, one strike. Two outs on the board, Southern Boone has regained the 4-3 lead. Easley steps back in. 1-1 delivery, there's going to be a ball. That one's ripped to left field as Beckman will be given the green light. The throw is going to be offline. He will dive in and score. Now this will be Tucker Salter. Actually, that was Jace Troth came in as a courtesy runner there for Beckman. So now it'll be Tucker Salter, the senior. He's going to hit hard at ball fielded by the shortstop. He will throw to first to get the out there. As that will end the inning. Southern Boone, though, able to put up five runs. They lead by a 5-3 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Since 2018, Hahn Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state of the art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one of a kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Hahn Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732. To find out more on Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran-owned business.
Attention Eagles fans, here's your chance to help the student athletes of Southern Boone County by becoming a member of the Southern Boone Booster Club. Your gifts help provide all Southern Boone County athletes with a safe and positive experience while attending our school district and also help purchase items that our sports team couldn't otherwise afford. You can join the Southern Boone Booster Club this season for as little as $25. Membership is open to everyone. Interested in joining? Look them up on Facebook by searching Southern Boone Booster Club or email them at sbcathleticboosters@gmail.com. Let's go Eagles!
In today's world, injury prevention is at the top of everyone's list. However, heat-related occurrences get routinely overlooked. Zealous WBGT puts that front and center. By using cutting-edge formulas and technology, Zealous WBGT streamlines and simplifies obtaining and documenting wet bulb globe temperature readings. With a simple touch of a button, you can check WBGT anywhere in the world, receiving alerts when the WBGT goes over the threshold you select. Join the stress-free way to protect student-athletes, employees, and overall operations from extreme heat by downloading the free Zealous WBGT app today. Save time, save money, save lives with Zealous WBGT.
Play underway here in the top of the second. It's batters 8-9-1 due up as this is second baseman Bo Young. Fouls the first one off. That one's going to be bounced back to Reynolds. He'll underhand the first to get the out there. Young, a 5'10 freshman, right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Now this is catcher Ethan Strobel. Strobel, a 5'7 junior, and right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. So he steps in here with one out on the board. First pitch to him. He's going to pop that one up as that'll be tracked down by Morris for out number two. So two up and two down. Now we go to the top of the lineup. And right fielder Aiden Miller. So Miller steps in. He led things off with a double. 2 outs on the board as he steps in here. First pitch. That one in there, strike one called. So count sits at no balls, one strike. Reynolds' next delivery. There's going to be a ball popped up. As it'll be on the first base side. That'll be caught by Richardson for out number three. So three up and three down. Quickly go the Indians. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on the base path. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
The following public service announcement is brought to you by the Eddie Goodell Society, Jefferson City Chapter 10, doing little things to make a big difference.
Want to make a big difference in your community? Be kind to others. Drive safely and put litter in its proper place.
Join us in celebrating Eddie Goodell's historic major league appearance as a member of the St. Louis Browns by doing something nice for someone today.
Take a walk, Eddie!
There's no better way to celebrate a special event or show someone just how important they are to you than gifting them something handcrafted from Country with a Heart. Handmade in mid-Missouri, Country with a Heart specializes in hand-built woodworking projects for every occasion. Their design collection includes children's furniture, doll furniture, household items, holiday decor, outdoor decorations, custom projects, and everything in between. To view their full inventory of projects, visit countrywithaheart.com and find them on Facebook by joining the Country with a Heart group page.
Well, you have a pitching change here for the Indians. New pitcher will be Jack Lake, 5'11", 170-pound sophomore, right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Lake was at third base, so I believe him and Hickey have changed spots. Southern Boone will go to the top of the lineup here. So it'll be batters 1, 2, and 3. That'll be Evans, Morris, and Zimmerman are the three due up. Southern Boone has the 5-3 lead here. A couple more tosses, then we'll be set to go. Southern Boone sent everybody in the lineup through in that last inning. So again, this will be Evans. He popped out to the shortstop. His last time up, only time up, he's been here today. So he will step in, get his team leading by a 5-3 score. So he steps in that left-handed batter's box. First offering. That one outside, ball one. And this is Jack Lake. Next offering from Lake. There's going to be a ball that's ripped into the right field. That will just be a foul ball. That was extra bases right there, but just goes foul by about a foot or so. So Evans got to jog back home here. He had a home run a few nights ago. Next offering, on outside, ball two. Well, Evans sits at 2-1. Next offering from Lake. That one a bit outside. So now it's 3-1. So he steps back in. That pitch, that one in there called strike two, so now we're full. Count will set at 3 balls, 2 strikes. Lake looks in. His next offering. Swung on and missed for out number one. So now this will be Chase Morris. He had a triple in his only at bat here today. He will step in. First pitch from Lake. There's going to be a ball. That's going to be a couple bounces to the right fielder. I'll throw to second as Morris has got a two-hit day. He's got a single and a triple. That's going to be center fielder Riker Zimmerman stepping in. Zimmerman walked. Stole second and scored later on in that first inning. Bottom of the second we play currently. They'll turn and throw to first. Back safely is Morris. So again, one out on the board here as we play in the bottom of the second. Morris is going to take second. That pitch in there, strike called. Throw not in time. So Morris has a stolen base. Another one to his season and career total. Lake's 0-1 delivery, there's going to be a bouncing ball. It'll be off the glove of the third baseman. Zimmerman will be standing at first. So now this will be Chase Reynolds. Reynolds steps in here. Yes, two on with one out. Double steal is on. That pitch is low and outside. They'll throw to third, not in time. So Zimmerman takes second. Morris takes third. So 1 ball, no strike count. That pitch, that one inside. Ball two. Count sitting at 2 balls and no strikes. That one called strike one. So Reynolds steps back in. 2-1 delivery, that one outside, ball three. Count sitting at 3-1. Runners at second and third. There's going to be a ball popped foul. So now we're full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So count sits 3-2. Payoff pitch. That one is going to get down into center field, as that should score two, as the throw will not be in time. This collision there at home plate is the catcher in the way of the base path. So two runs score. Southern Boone. Having a discussion here. Southern Boone leads by 7-3 score. It's Reynolds. Drives in the two runs. Those two RBIs. Now this will be Jackson Woodward as they're having the conversation with the catcher to tell him he can't stand in the line of the base path. They'll turn and throw back to first. Reynolds back safely. Can set up there, but not in the way he did. As there's going to be a blooper that will get down into center field as Reynolds will be on his way to third base as Woodward singles into center field. So that'll be Hunter Richardson. Zimmerman made contact there on that run. Tied up with the catcher. That's why they said the run was good, because he was in interference. So runners at the corners here. Runner's going to take second. That pitch in there, strike one called. Richardson takes all the way. Woodward will have a stolen base. Count sits. No balls and one strike. Next delivery, that one outside. Count even at 1-1 as Reynolds stands at third base. Woodward back at second. Leg shakes off a couple signs. Now he sees one he likes. 1-1 delivery. Swung on and missed. One ball, two strike count now. Again, one out here as we play the bottom of the second. Southern Boone leading by a 7-3 margin. Next offering upstairs, so count evens at 2-2. Two-two delivery. There's going to be a ball that will be caught by the shortstop. They'll throw to second to get the double play. They end up double play. It's unconventional, but it does the job. Southern Boone, two runs. They did so on four hits. No errors. They leave one on the base path. So we will go to the third. Southern Boone leading 7-3. We'll take a quick break and be back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Centurion Cares, for more than three decades, their focus has been on exceeding customer expectations for contact center software solutions. Their innovative communication solutions include utility interactive voice response software that allows for smart communication features that let your utility deliver superior customer service 24/7. They also provide other streamlined services like automatic call distribution, automated customer callback, reporting, and quality assurance. To find out more about how Centurion Cares can help your business, call them at 727-421-5300 or look them up online at centurioncares.com. Centurion Cares, innovative communication solutions.
Last Sentinel Firearms is your federally licensed and registered Type 7 FFL manufacturer dealer in Missouri, providing quality products to all types of sports enthusiasts, law enforcement, and individuals across the nation. Orders are currently being fulfilled, offering custom-built pistols and rifles from the AR platform made right here in Missouri. Visit their website at lastsentinelfirearms.com or call them at 417-684-7202 to find out what they've got for you. Last Sentinel Firearms, you are your last line of defense.
Throughout the course of any game, different actions stand out to different people. But everyone remembers a walk-off, especially if it's a walk-off wood bat. Handcrafted right here in Missouri, Walk-Off Wood Bat Company bats are made with premium-grade maple, ash, and birch, fully customizable to make it truly yours. From the length and weight to the barrel and handle color, you're able to customize every feature of your wood bat, including personalized engraving with a 45-day warranty. In addition to selling custom handcrafted bats, they also offer a selection of bat accessories, including lizard skin bat grips and batting gloves. To help find your confidence at the plate, give Walk-Off Wood Bat Company a call at 816-261-1014 or visit wowbats.com.
We go here to the top of the third inning. Southern Boone again leading 7-3. Got a batters 2, 3, and 4. This is Justin Seaver, the center fielder. He had a single. His only at bat so far. First pitch is in there, called strike one. Out sits at 0-1. That pitch, that one. It's past Beckman. Kind of even a one ball, one strike. That one upstairs, ball two. That one called strike two, so I'm trying to adjust my camera here. There's going to be a bouncing ball. Morris will glove at short. He'll throw to first. Throw a little high, but Richardson able to keep the foot on the bag for out number one. This is right fielder Tate Genowine stepping in. So Genowine will step in with one out on the board. First pitch, he's going to foul that one back. So count sits at no balls and one strike. There's going to be a ball popped out of play, foul. So count sits. Balls, two strikes. Reynolds' next delivery, there's going to be a bouncing ball. Dove by easily. He'll throw to first to Richardson for out. Number two. Goes a 4-3 put out. Two up and two down. Now this is Connor Vollmert stepping in. Vollmert playing first base. He was hit by a pitch. There's only a bat here today. First pitch in there, strike one called. So count sits at 0-1. There's going to be a slow roller. Richardson will glove. He will race to the bag for out number three. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on the base path. It took just 10 pitches there for Southern Boone to get out of it. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage. Southern Boone County Eagles baseball as they lead 7-3 here on the Show Me Sports Network.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you now more than ever.
The Southern Boone School District is hiring part-time bus drivers for round athletics and activities with no experience necessary. Our drivers enjoy flexible work hours, paid on-site CDL training, and paid time off, all while helping our community. The position offers competitive pay. Go visit sbschools.us/employment.
We need you.
At the Boone County Journal, we're with you all the way. We know that you're more than just a subscriber. You're an employer. You're a parent. You're a neighbor. Most importantly, you're a community member. It's our goal to provide you with the latest news, sports, opinions, obituaries, classifieds, and more to keep you informed about your community. To find out more about the Boone County Journal or to subscribe, call 573-657-2334 or visit bocojo.com. The Boone County Journal. We're with you all the way.
We go here to the bottom of the third inning. So it'll be Beckman, Easley, and Salter. Batters 7, 8, and 9 in the lineup, due up for Southern Boone. It's Southern Boone leading by a 7-3 score here. Coming out here to pitch his second inning of work, this is Lake. So Beckman steps in. First offering. That one in there called strike one. So count sits at no balls and one strike. I pitch, that one's inside. So count even at one and one. Next delivery from Lake. Again, that one inside and low. Ball two. Two and one offering. On its way, that one fouled back. So count will sit at two balls, two strikes. Two-two delivery. There's going to be a ball that'll get through into right field. So Beckman will have a leadoff single. He's got a two-hit day, has a couple of RBIs he's driven in as well. We're going to have a courtesy runner here. It's Jace Troth coming in to run for him. So now second baseman Logan Easley comes in. There's going to be a ball popped up to left field. Troth was headed to second. He's got to go back to first as ball will be caught in left field for out one. So now this will be Tucker Salter, the right fielder, stepping in. So he steps in here, left-handed batter. Throw to first. The ball pops out of the glove as Troth back safely. Next delivery, that one inside. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. Another turn and throw back safely as Troth. Tag applied, but he is back to the bag before the tag. Another turn and throw. Troth back safely. Troth is going to take down second. Is that pitch called strike? Throw, not in time. So now it'll be a runner at second base. Count sits at one ball, one strike. Salter bunts it. That one is foul. That'll make the count. One ball, two strikes. Lake asking for a meeting with his catcher. So count sits one and two. Lake looks at second, another look in there. Now he delivers home. A little bit upstairs outside, so count will even at two balls, two strikes. Two-two delivery inside. Now we're full. So count, three balls, two strikes. One out. Evans topped the lineup in the on-deck circle. Next pitch, that one, ball four. So Salter will be issued a one-out walk. Now this will be Austin Evans stepping in. Evans struck out last time up. He also popped out to left field as well. Well, he's got an 0-for-2 day, looking to get off of that goose egg. Southern Boone again leading by a 7-3 lead. First pitch, he's going to line that one into the outfield. as that will split the center fielder and the right fielder as one run will come through. They give Salter the green light. He will come around as well. So Evans drives in two runs with a double. So now this is Chase Morris stepping in. Southern Boone adding to their lead now. They now lead by a 9-3 score. So again, runner at second base. I'll throw back to second, but Evans not far enough off the bag there. So again, one out on the board. Morris stepping in. He's had a two-hit day. First pitch outside, strike one. He's had a single. He's had a triple. He's also scored two runs, has two stolen bases. 0-1 delivery. That one's going to hit him. So he's going to be hit by a pitch. So he will jog to first base. That'll also be Riker Zimmerman, the center fielder. Zimmerman has walked, he has singled, he stole two bases, he scored two runs. So he steps in here with two on, one out. There's going to be a hard hit ball. That will go off the glove of the shortstop as it'll be bases loaded. I'll give that a single because that was a hard hit ball. So this will be Reynolds stepping in. Bases loaded. One out. He's trying to help out his own cause here. His team leads by a 9-3 lead. He's the starting pitcher of record for Southern Boone. First pitch. That one a bit low. Ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. That pitch, that one's upstairs and inside. Ball two. So count sits at two balls and no strikes. Conversation out on the mound as we may see a pitching change here. 39 pitches so far for Lake over the inning and one-third that he has pitched. However, bases loaded here. And Southern Boone has the bases loaded. Evans stands at third. Morris is on second. Zimmerman on first. They already have two runs here in the inning. They've also put down three hits. Had one hit by pitch as well. Jeopardy music on cue. It's Jeff Ditzfeld doing a fine job as the PA announcer, also the DJ. Home plate umpire goes out to say, hey, coach, you need to wrap up your conversation. Now it looks like he's joining there now. Now he's going to tell them to wrap it up. Looked like they were making dinner plans out there as long as they were talking. And I say that as a kid. So count sits at two balls and no strikes. Bases loaded, one out on the board. Lake will look home. He faces off against Reynolds. That pitch, that one in there, strike one called. So, visit to the mound was able to calm the pitcher down a bit. Long look in, 2-1 delivery. There's going to be a bouncing ball. As the short will glove, they'll throw to first to get the out there, but another run comes home. So Reynolds is out number two. The run does score as everybody moves around the base path. Now this will be third baseman Jackson Woodward. Southern Boone now leading by a 10-3 score. As Evans comes home. First pitch upstairs, ball one. Woodward will be heading the count at 1-0. There's going to be a ball popped up. That'll get out of play. So count will even a one ball, one strike. So one ball, one strike count. Next pitch. And one outside. Ball two. So count sits at two balls and one strike. There's going to be a ball popped up. That'll be over my head. Into the bleachers. Our count sits at two balls, two strikes. And two runners on at second and third. Two outs on the board. Southern Moon leading 10-3. There's going to be a ball fouled back. So we'll still stay at 2-2. Readjust the camera here. There's going to be another ball fouled off. So count still sits at two balls, two strikes. Two-two delivery. There's going to be a ball popped foul, way out of play on the first base side. So, had him out on the first base side. We've had him out on the third base side. We've had him straight back towards the camera. And all that to say, we're still at a two-ball, two-strike count. Two outs on the board. That one outside. Ball three. So now we're full at three balls, two strikes. Woodward steps back in. Payoff pitch. There's going to be a bouncing ball. It'll be gloved at short. The throw will be off the glove of the first baseman as two runs will come home. As Southern Boone has added to their lead. They now lead by a 12-3 score. I'm going to give that a single because I don't think the throw would have been there in time anyways. So now this will be Hunter Richardson stepping in. He is the ninth batter to go through the inning here. Second time now. Everybody's batted. That one will be hit him on the leg. So now we will send the 10th batter here through the inning. So this will be Beckman stepping back in. A pitch, that was the 50th pitch for Lake. So Beckman steps in here. First pitch in there, strike one called. So I'll be down to the count at 0-1. Again, two runners on. Pitch that one misses. Count evens. One ball, one strike. One-one delivery. That one swung on and missed. So count goes 1-2, and Southern Boone leading by a 12-3 score now. Lake looks in. This pitch, there's going to be a ball that will get down, be cut off by the right fielder as that will drive in a run as Beckman has two hits here in the inning. He's got three on the day. Southern Boone now leading by 13-3 score. Now this will be Logan Easley stepping in. Richardson goes to third. So They're going to have a pitching change now. Let's see who is going to pitch. Against Southern Boone, leading by a 13-3 score. Three runs put up in the top of the first by the Indians. And Southern Boone able to put up five runs in the bottom of the first. Zeros at the top of the second and top of the third. Over Southern Boone has put up two runs in the bottom of the second and six runs now in the bottom of the third. We've been through the inning enough that Austin Evans has come out to assistant coach Reynolds to get some of the gear because he is due up in a couple of batters and his protective gear has been hanging out with Coach Reynolds over at first base. I was mistaken, no pitching change. Lake does stay out there. So Easley steps in here. The runners at first and third. With two outs, Southern Boone leading 13-3. First pitch, that one fouled off on the third base side. Strike one. So no balls and one strike to count. That one's inside, ball 2-1 rather. So count sits at one ball, one strike. Next delivery, there's going to be a ball lifted to left field. Left fielder coming over, still coming over. He will make the running grab for out number three. In the inning, Southern Boone able to put up six runs. They lead by 13-3 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you are tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Running out of some of your favorite Avon products and haven't seen an Avon brochure in quite some time? No need to worry. Avon Independent Sales Representative Michelle Cartier can help with your Skin So Soft makeup, jewelry, fragrance, and skincare needs. Avon now carries cleaning supplies, clothing, daily essentials, and several small LG electronic items. You now have the opportunity to shop online 24/7 and have your order shipped directly to your front door by shopping with Michelle at mcartier.avonrepresentative.com. Or find her on Facebook by searching Avon Carti.
We are entrepreneurs, doctors, vets, and storytellers. We're business leaders, educators, and performers. We are scientists, nurses, and trendsetters. We break the mold and get it done. We are visionary, world-changing magic makers. We are Stevens College. Be yourself. Be good at it. For more information, visit stevens.edu.
Hi, I'm retired Army Sergeant Trent Dirks, and I want to tell you about an organization that saved and changed my life forever. Retrieving Freedom provides highly trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities and children with autism absolutely free of charge, thanks to the generous donations and support from people just like you. Experts from Retrieving Freedom help throughout the entire process from fostering programs through service dog placement. Retrieving Freedom gave me the skilled service dog Tracer, who has been my best friend and my lifeline. To find out more about how you can get involved, volunteer, foster, or to donate, visit their website, RetrievingFreedom.org. Retrieving Freedom, changing lives through the training and placement of service dogs for veterans with disabilities and children with autism.
We go here to the top of the fourth inning. Reynolds still out there. First pitcher is going to be a slow roller to third. Glove throw to first. One pitch and one out. That was Jack Lake. So he is retired by a 5-3 put out. Now this will be Ethan Hickey. Hickey was a starting pitcher, then moved over to third. There's going to be a ball that'll get through into left field. He's got his first hit of the day. So now this will be shortstop. Davin Pistol. Pistol steps in here. One out, runner on first base. First pitch from Reynolds. There's going to be another one. That'll get down. Same spot, same result. It's back-to-back singles in left field have two runners on. So that has to be second baseman Bo Young. So Young's going to step in here. Runners at first and second. One out as we play here in the top of the fourth. Southern Boone leading by a 13-3 margin. Young has a quick conversation with third base coach. Reynolds checks second. Now delivers home as that one's going to be low and outside. Ball one as that gets past Beckman. So now runners advance to second and third. And count sits at one ball, no strikes. Southern Boone again leads by 10 runs at 13-3. Next offering, there's going to be a ball popped up. First baseman coming in. He'll make the grab for out number two, as that is Richardson. So now we'll go to the catcher and Ethan Strobel stepping in. He steps in. With 2 outs on the board, has two runners on. Reynolds checks second. Long look there. Now looks home. First offering. That one low and outside. Ball one. Beckman, nice job to skirt over, keep that in front of him. So one ball, no strike count. Let's pitch that one upstairs. Count sits at 2 balls, no strikes. The next delivery, swung on and missed. So count goes 2 balls, 1 strike. Two-one delivery. There's going to be a ball popped up. That'll get out of play on the third base side. So count even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. So twos across the board. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs, 2 runners on. Top of the fourth we play. Southern Boone leading 13-3. Reynolds peeks over the glove, nods his head to say no. Beckman asks him to step off as they roll through the signs again. Reynolds looks in, has the sign. 2-2 delivery, that one low and outside. So count sits full now, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payoff pitch from Reynolds on its way. There's going to be a ball popped up. That'll be out of play over my head. So count still stays full at 3 balls, 2 strikes. So count full. This is Reynolds' 51st pitch of the night. That one upstairs, ball four. The throw to second. They say somehow back safely is the runner. Beckman just about gunned down the runner at second base. He was almost caught napping back there. So this will be Aiden Meller, the right fielder, stepping in. So he steps in, bases loaded, 2 outs on the board. And Southern Boone leading by a 13-3 score. The tying run and go-ahead run way down in the dugout still. First pitch, there's going to be a bouncing ball foul. That one on the third base side. So Meller steps back in. The ball's one strike count. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball fouled back. So Meller will be down in the count at 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Reynolds, look in. Next pitch, that one low and away. So count now 1-2. So 1 ball, 2 strike count. Next pitch. That one they say just missed. They appeal. He say he did not go around. So count sits at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two two delivery. There's going to be a ball popped up in foul territory. That means that will get out of play. So we'll still sit at a 2 ball, 2 strike count as everybody will have to go back to where they started. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Next offering. That one low, ball 3, now we're full. So nowhere to put Meller. Those bases loaded here. Top of the fourth we play. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed for out number 3. It's in the inning. No runs. There were 2 hits. No errors. And there were 3 left on the base path. As we will go to the bottom of the inning, Southern Boone leading by a 13-3 score. We'll take a quick break and be back. As you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Spring always brings 2 things, taxes and yard work. Oh, you've cleaned up on your taxes. So now's the perfect time to call Salter Lawn Service to clean up your yard. Salter Lawn Service has the professionals to do it all. From mowing to weed control to tree trimming to landscaping, like retaining walls, mulching, and stump grinding. Turn that green you got on your tax return to the greenest lawn in the neighborhood.
Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. Check us out at salterlawnservice.com.
Since 1951, Wren's Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Wren's Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Wren's Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
We go here to the bottom of the fourth inning. Southern Boone in leading by a 13-3 score. It'll be batters 9, 1, and 2 due up. This will be Salter Evans and Morris. So Salter will get things started here. Plane flying overhead. First pitch from Lake, that outside, ball one. Again, Southern Moon leading by a 13-3 score. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball sliced foul. Just got a piece of it. So count sits. One ball, one strike count. Lake delivers home. There's going to be a ball popped up on the first base side. First baseman calling for it. He'll make the grab in foul territory for out number one. So now we'll go top the lineup. So now we're going to see Jace Wren stepping in. He's playing the left field, but did not bat that pitch that way outside, ball one. Wren started in left field, but was not batting. We'll do so now. I pitched that one inside, ball two. So count sits. Two balls and no strikes. Lake looks back in. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball popped up. Center fielder coming in. He will make the grab for out number two. That'll also be Chase Morris stepping in. Chase Morris. Morris, the shortstop, he will step in here. So he'll take a couple practice cuts and step back in. He has got a 2-for-2 day. He's also been hit by a pitch. So Lake gets the sign. First pitch, well, he's been hit now twice today. Morris has had a triple, a single, stole two bases, scored twice, has been hit by a pitch twice. So he'll be standing at first base. This will be Zimmerman stepping in now. He'll throw back to first, back safely is Morris. Didn't scamper too far from the bag. Lake delivers home. That went in there, strike one called. So count sits at no balls and one strike. Next pitch. That one a bit low. They'll throw back to first. Morris back safely. So count goes one ball, one strike. Action in both bullpens here. So we play the bottom of the fourth. That pitch, that one upstairs. Count sits at two balls, one strike. A pitch, that one is outside. That'll get past the catcher. Morris did not advance to second. 3-1 delivery. There's going to be a ball hit to left field. Left fielder will backpedal. He will make the grab for out number three. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on the base path. And Southern Moon still leads. By a 13-3 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back. As you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
At Southern Boone School District, our educators do more than just teach. Lives are being shaped for the future before they even enter a classroom. For students to succeed, it takes an entire district-wide team. Our students need you. Join Southern Boone School District's team today, now offering competitive salaries and benefits for all positions. Visit ashland.k12.mo.us and click on the Employment tab.
Southern Boone has gone to the bullpen here, as Jaden Martin will be the new pitcher coming in here. Martin, a junior, right-handed thrower. So it'll be batters 2, 3, and 4. Severs, Genawine, Lament. First pitch for Martin. There's going to be a bouncing ball. Morris will glove it short. He will throw to first. One pitch and one out. So what do you like to have your relievers? Night start. So this is Tate Genawine stepping in. So he steps in here. Martin looks in. First offering. There's going to be a bouncing ball back to him. He'll glove. He'll throw to first. Two up and two down. That'll be first baseman Connor Vollmert stepping in. There's going to be a bouncing ball. Morris again will glove. He's got to hurry the throw. They say it is there. The minimum amount of pitches there as Martin comes in. Throws three pitches, gets three outs. As that will, I believe, do it for our ball game. Southern Boone will get victory. There were no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left in the base path. There is Southern Boone will get the victory at 13-3 as Southern Boone advances their record to 16-5 overall. And for the Indians, they drop their record to 5-13. It's again Southern Boone getting the 13-3 final. Give me a second here and I will through your final numbers. For Southern Boone, 13 runs on 12 hits, one error, and they left five on the base path. And for Russellville, they had three runs on four hits, one error. They left four on the base path. Southern Boone gets the 13-3 score. As that will do it for our broadcast here today. It's been my pleasure bringing you exclusive broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network. Appreciate you tuning in and letting me entertain you and hang out with us here this evening. We're going to close out our broadcast here for the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Blake Gasway. Until we talk to you at our next broadcast, so long and have a great rest of your evening.
Been listening to the biggest and absolute best game coverage in Mid-Missouri on the exclusive home for area high school baseball, the Show Me Sports Network. Blake Gasaway and the broadcast crew are the ones that know your team the best. Exclusive coverage of area high school baseball has been brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society,
Pond Custom Laser Engraving, LLC. Last Sentinel Firearms.
Retrieving Freedom.
And Sawdust Studios.
We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Join us anytime on the web at ShowMeSportsNetwork.com or find us on Facebook by searching the Show Me Sports Network. The Show Me Sports Network, your exclusive home for area high school baseball.
Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The preceding was an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and was a high-fidelity all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.